About this living room, do you remember an old fashioned name for living room? Or did you
Just
always?
living room.
What about the porch?
Just porch. With swings, two swings, one on each end.
Do you ever call it gallery or
No.
veranda?
No. Porch.
Okay. How did you get heat?
Well, we had wood. Had fireplace, old time fireplace, brick fireplaces.
Tell me about the parts of the fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through.
Chimney.
Okay. And the open place on the floor.
It's fireplace.
Or the part that comes out, sort of.
It's called a, it's a fire, I call it a fireplace. It's called, some people call it the fire hearth, but I never, it's a fireplace. The brick comes out this way and it sits back on this. You stack your wood and so forth underneath this, and it goes up, smoke goes up.
What about the part that you set the wood on in the fireplace?
Well, it was just an open space with two little irons that you to set the wood on.
You call those irons? Those.
They call them something else, but it's been so long now.
Do you have your fire dogs or
No, it wasn't that. No,
dog irons?
no. I don't know. I don't know what it was called, really.
What about the thing that goes up across that you can set things on?
Mantle.
Okay. Any other name for that?
No.
If any of these questions, you think of
Right,
another one.
mantle. All right.
What about the kind of wood you'd use for starting a fire?
Well, at most times it'd be pine or something that sort, pine splinters or something that's easily ignited.
Any special name for the kind of fat pine you'd use?
Well, they call it kindling.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about, you might take a big piece of wood and set that toward the back of the fireplace and it'd burn for a long
They
time?
call it a backlog.
Okay.
Right.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Okay.
All right.
What about the things you have to shovel out of the fireplace?
Coals.
Or if it burns down completely, you
A
just have.
ashes.
And, things, talking about things that you'd have in a house, this thing that I'm sitting in would be called a.
Chair.
And something longer than a chair that two or three people could sit in.
Bench.
Or if it's covered.
Just, to me, it was a bench, a love seat, I thought.
Okay. What's a love seat like?
Well, it's, to me, it's really a seat that can accommodate two, one or two people comfortably to sit.
What do you have in your living room now? You have a.
I have everything you can name
You have the
that I
chair
need.
and.
I have chair and sofa and piano and television and
Is there a, other names for sofa? Is there, or something similar?
Couch, somebody might call it. I guess couch, about as good a word as I know. I don't know any other word.
What about, things that you might keep in your bedroom for keeping your clothes in?
Well, you have closets, which we have.
Well, what about something with drawers in it? That'd be.
Well, they call them shift robes.
What does a shift robe look like? Could you hang your clothes in it, or?
Most times they have a department for hanging, and the other parts are shelves.
Anything else to like the shift robe?
No, no.
Do you ever hear of a wardrobe or an armor?
Well, that's the same thing as a shift robe, I'm calling.
What's that
Well,
mean?
that's the same thing.
What?
To me, it's a wardrobe and a shift robe are the same, and one might be larger than the other, let's say it that way. But
Which?
they're the same. One, the wardrobe is a tall for hanging, but it has drawers too, and a shift robe is just a small wardrobe.
I see.
All right.
And just a general name for things that. What about something just with drawers in it where you couldn't hang things?